Put your finger on the little red button. You have to push the red button and the one that says play at the same time, and here comes Pile Driver.
For Pile Driver, and tonight we have the Flamin' Groovies. We'll be playing some of their new album and generally joking around in the studio. And we originally said that they were going to play live in the studio, but somebody misread that. It says live in the studio. They're going to live here for the next 2 hours, and here are the Flamin' Groovies. Here they are in the studio.
think we got it together, baby.
Some of them, anyway. I think
we got it together, baby.
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
That's Cyril Jordan. And yes, over there is Chris Wilson.
Greetings.
And Michael Wilhelm.
You.
Of the Groovies. Welcome down here, you guys. You guys are going to have a new album out in... when is it coming out?
It's July 6th. Over here. It's out in England already.
It's been around for a long time, though. You recorded it.
Yeah, it's old.
A year ago.
In England. What was it? A year ago this month, huh?
Is it going to be on Sire?
Yeah, it's going to be on Sire.
On Sire Records. We're going to be playing a lot of that album tonight. In fact, we heard a couple tracks that are going to be on there, right? The Wonderful One.
Yeah.
And
Everything with Chase Sebastian.
Yeah, the 5D instrumental before that. And Absolutely Sweet Marie. A little Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, actually it's on Top Secret Records.
Yeah.
Is that the label?
On the Top Secret label.
Your Eyes Only label.
Excuse me?
Your Eyes Only label, it's for.
The Ugandan import.
All right, we'll have to get that one. Well, we'll be rocking and rolling all night long tonight with the Flaming Groovies. And here's the next one.
They both.
All right. That's the Flaming Groovies on Pile Driver.
I didn't mean to get dirty.
Excuse me? Speak up there a little. Get in on that, Monica.
Yeah.
We've got Jerry Lee Lewis in the studio.
Well, excuse me.
Now we'll turn you down there. That's good. All right, the Flaming Groovies, part of them are in the studio. Which part?
These are our clones.
Your nucleus.
Just the legs, I think. We heard First Plane Home from the new album. One of the original tunes.
Yes, and, we got it right afterward.
Some more great cover versions back there. It won't be wrong. That was the instrumental we heard back there, wasn't it?
Well, you know, Sean, we get a lot of flack about doing those kind of things, but...
Instrumental versions of old, great old songs.
You know, other people's material.
It's sung on the album, though.
Yeah.
What's that all about? Why do people give you flack about that?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
I don't know. I'm not an authority on the subject. You should be.
Hey, we're thinking of
you've been around with this group.
Out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the reason, Cyril?
Put some lyrics down to Point Panic. No, actually, what's happening, somebody had called up and said, hey, has your album got, some instrumentals on it? I was going, no. That's kind of the fact that we haven't received product from overseas yet.
Like
I think it might be down at one of the record stores. Yeah, we could run down there.
Import sections.
Top secret records.
And why is that they don't get
Peruvian
the album?
Peruvian imports. What's that, man?
They don't get the album to you.
Why is that? Yeah. I don't know if it's been pressed up yet. This is rumored, actually, that it's been released.
You seem to be very far away from that end of the trip. Is that happening over in England somewhere?
It varies.
Various reports. Borneo. Breaking out in Tunisia here and there.
Did you record that in Borneo or something?
I think it was out last week.
Yeah, I think it was released.
It was released last week in England, and you don't even know.
In fact, this is not.
If the controversy, the controversy centers around whether, in fact, the Flaming Groovies album did come out. This is that was my impersonation of Bob Harris, by the way. In case you were wondering.
Different from the American.
Yeah.
Well, it suggests that fans buy both.
Yeah, you get ripped off if you buy the American one. You can buy the English one.
I haven't seen an English one around in any of the stores in a long time. There's some changes on there. Some differences on there.
The English ones are always...
Well, I'm going to have to be nationalistic.
They put more tracks
probably
on.
To buy an Irish one.
The French copies are really bad pressings.
They have these tongue marks all over them.
You know?
Yeah. They're always off-center.
Black Hole Records, you know?
Crispy vinyl.
You did some singles with those crazy guys from Amsterdam.
Was that Sky Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Yeah, that was a demo tape, you know? Yeah, that's what we gave the UA back in 72. And we just had this cheap tape, you know?
We just gave it to them for, you know, for the fun of it. They were fans. And, you know,
told them they could put it out.
They said, hey, we'll put it out in wax. I said, great, you know? But they pressed up, like, tons more copies than they were, you know, supposed to.
And they've been making a living on it for years.
They're still pressing them.
And they get all around the world.
The new one just come out, Little Queenie. You know, it's like 18th generation. You know, quality.
Clock mark record, you know, track marks in the record.
Those were $5 or something outrageous.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah,
I
could have
brought
it
down. What's it got on the flip side of it?
It's got
some Who song or something.
It's strange, that's right. It's Can't Explain.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't believe they haven't been sued yet by Bogart or whoever. Because that's Kama Sutra Sessions. That was the first thing we did when we arrived into Teenage Head.
It's amazing they haven't been sued by the Who.
That's right, I don't believe they're paying royalties.
Yeah. We understand the guy that's doing that is putting together a gig in Zaire with the Stones and Bob Marley.
It was Ethiopia or something.
Yeah.
What?
Territory of the Fars and Issus.
Yeah, Idi Amin.
If I'm not mistaken. No, it was a rumor.
How do we get on that subject tonight?
Yeah, we drifted over to Africa.
This little talk radio show.
We're let's doing take our African some, tour this fall.
Let's take some calls here. The subject is Edie. I mean, that's the Flaming Groovies from their album that's going to be out next month. Seems like we heard that song somewhere before tonight. I think it was an instrumental version.
Yeah, that was a Stones update.
Yeah, get out of here. We played those instrumentals so you could sing along there at home and listen to all the instruments up close like that. We also heard another cover version of Werewolves of London. That's a contemporary one that you guys did.
Yeah.
You usually do songs from the 60s.
Well, it was just one we like, you know. And,
the old band did that back, I think, that's the only other time we've done that, was when we cut Have You Seen My Baby? We had a Randy Newman. Rocker back when teenage head.
Yeah. But not too often.
But usually, I don't know, usually it's like we don't groove or anything that much. It's too obvious.
Plus, you probably.
New Stones thing, you know.
Warren Zevon was also a really cool songwriter back in the late 60s. Not many people remember Lyme and Sybil.
Yeah, he had a hit with Follow Me.
Mm-hmm. That was a great
White
too.
Whale Records.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. National hits.
You don't like that many of today's music. That much of
I wouldn't say
music.
We don't like it.
More of it's cool now. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I can.
You think so? What kind of stuff do you like?
But it was a time, you know, a couple of years ago.
Just ensnared in.
I couldn't talk about anything contemporary.
Yeah.
Someone asked me, but now
it was
say
a time.
The
there are groups like the Police, you know, and sort of dig their stuff.
Rock Pile, you know, the obvious thing.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee, who's coming?
Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
He's a killer man. He's still alive, kicking.
You seen any good movies lately or anything?
Oh yeah. At the top five.
Good cartoons.
War Girls. Alien. Prophecy's cool.
One of your faves, huh?
The Alien's better, but I mean, I was surprised at Prophecy. Thought it might be another Dawn of the Dead or something.
I saw a really good film the other day. It was Agricultural Development Behind the Iron Curtain. I mean, really.
Is that on Nova?
No, that was on the, 6:30 just before the TV goes off. You know.
Well, Mr. Wilson's talking. We also heard Yeah, My Baby from the Flaming Groovies now.
You better look out there.
Now get
step into the echo
keep
chamber.
Cool, man. Keep it cool.
Sure.
Anyway, this is the Flaming Groovies on Pile Driver. We'll be right back.
discuss the Flaming Grooves from the Now album, All I Wanted. And we heard some more of the new stuff before that. Yes, I am the instrumental version of that. And Tell Me Again before that, Lady Friend, Old Bird Song. It's kind of an obscure song, isn't it?
Yeah. The David Crosby tune.
Flip side of something, isn't it?
Yeah, that is their last 45. As the birds.
What's the A side?
God knows. We didn't hear about it until 2 years ago.
It only came out in England, I think.
Yeah, but that was like in the 60s.
It's on an album, that song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you have it on some German album or something?
History of the Birds.
Yeah.
You should bring that down sometime.
Yeah.
Trying to squeeze that out of you for a long time.
Nudge.
We're living in the USA. Dave Edmonds' song, Down, 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 that a few other people have done. And next one, Crying, back there from the Flaming Groovies. And their new album. Well, did we just about cover the whole record?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Pretty much it.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Went over it a couple of times. We're going to play some old songs now that Cyril and Chris picked out about a year ago. I put on tape. And here's some old stuff.
Blast from the past.
Well, it's not happening. Where's my engineer? Would you like to sing along?
Here, let me tell a few funny stories.
Do some of your impressions, Mr. Wilson.
Right here on our show, we are...
John, take it off.
The fail-safe mechanism has gone off.
Machine no worke.
Oh, excuse me there. I had the wrong button pushed down.
Contact. Push
your right. Yeah, how are we
now? Listen, phone call.
Creeping up on.
I never thought I'd see home again.
I'm creeping up on.
Okay. Flashing with love. Doing 7 and 7 is.
Remember your roots, punks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Punk Floyd doing See Emily Play. And Dave Edmonds doing a production for a guy named Pete Dunton. On RCA Victor Records, called Taking Time. And then we got Dance Franny Dance with the Floyd Dackel combo, which was recorded live at the Pit in Dallas, Texas, about 1965. Yeah, really. And then one more with Dave Edmonds, I'm Coming Home, which was never released.
Stephen Foster, actually.
Really? Okay, on K-Stand Radio here in San Francisco, Cyril Jordan with the Flaming Groovies, and we'll be back. And Jackie Wilson.
All right. You're listening to the Flaming Groovies on Pile Driver, doing a disc jockey show.
Rock and roll with the Pretty Things, Don't Bring Me Down, their first single, and must have been 1963.
Is that classified as race music? I don't know.
1962, maybe. Yeah, race music. The Rolling Stones, Down in the Bottom. Incredible demos from 1962. And the Yardbirds, I'm Not Talking. And then back there with the Stones, I Want to Be Loved. And Bright Lights, Big City. K-San Radio in San Francisco with the Flaming Groovies. Flash on.
Hey, flash on yourself, buddy.
Don't flash out, keep flashing on.
Give me a coffee break.
We're going to have one more little segment of this disc jockey show right now. And the Flaming Groovies on Pile Driver. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. This is Terrell Jordan of the Flaming Groovies here at KSAN in San Francisco. 95 on the dial. And this is the last of these little shows here. And we're going to start with... Milk Cow Blues by the Kinks.
Yeah, that's what I need. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Wilson of the Flaming Groovies. You've just heard one of our last recordings, Shake Some Action. Before that, you heard Little Richard's Hey, Hey, Hey. You may notice a similarity between that and the Beatles' Kansas City. I think there was a little plagiarism done there. The Stones' Sad Day, a very obscure one by them. The Animals' Boom Boom. The Kinks' fantastic Milk Cow Blues. We'd like to thank you very much for tuning in at this time, and on behalf of Sean Donahue, Cyril Jordan, and myself, I'd like to say, you got it! Ow, ow!
All right, that's it. Goodbye. Go home. The Flaming Groovies on Pile Driver. It's real exciting there. We heard a bunch of old stuff and a lot of their new album before that. And you guys were going to bring your guitars down and plug in tonight, but the barometric pressure was too low this week, and we got a big front moving in. If you look up at the weather map right now, you'll see it. It's off the coast there, and it's impossible to play rock and roll music. It's possible to do anything. Everyone's sinuses are stuffed up, and the only thing we can get off on is New Dimensions. This is KSAN San Francisco. We're back again, Pile Driver, and tonight it's the son of Swinging Singles Party, and on Swinging Singles Party tonight we're going to be playing 45s of the 60s. All right, Pile Driver's back with some singles from the 60s, and that was...
We're really swinging tonight.
Yeah.
That was the Yardbirds. And that was awfully rare, wasn't it?
Yeah, they don't even cop up to doing that one.
Ha ha, said the clown. And before that, three from the Small Faces, Stevie Marriott and Ronnie Lane, Donkey Rides a Penny a Glass, and Tin Soldier, and The Universal.
Recorded on a cassette machine.
The Universal. We opened with an alternate take of Marianne with the Shaky Hand by The Who. And we have got some killers for you tonight. Have you ever heard of the Beethoven?
Do you remember the Beethovens? That's the question. And I do. Thank you, Cyril. Well, we got a lot of guest hosts tonight down here.
Getting crowded.
Getting crowded tonight. Too many contributors to Pile Driver this week. This is Sean Donahue with Michael Snyder, Ron Sanchez. Cyril Jordan of the Flaming Groovies is back again this week to play some more singles. It was a great Halloween show last week.
Great.
I wish you'd heard it. And we're going to take off right now with some more The Yardbirds. I love the songs with a message.
Was that Blondie?
It sounded like The Heretics, 1964 or something.
That's from an obscure English pop film called Some People, title theme by Valerie Mountain. One of those movies that made me go out and buy a guitar.
A plastic one, right?
You bet.
What was before that? That was The Undertakers. Oh, my God.
Mashed potatoes.
What was that, Cyril?
That was one of those zany Liverpudlian groups.
From when?
From about 65.
Wasn't that Jackie Lomax's band?
Yeah, I think he was in that group. There was a picture of them in Life magazine.
I still have it.
That was not D.D. Sharp's Mashed Potatoes, was it?
No, that was based on Hot Pastrami by the Chantel.
Sounds like a delicatessen,
man. Yeah, put a little honeycomb on it. And
Crazy dances. Yeah.
All right, we're getting into some obscure stuff tonight, as well as some of those old hits from the 60s, as we go back to the Swinging Singles Party here on Pile Driver. What else do we hear back there, Michael?
Honeycombs Have Either Right. Ian Whitcomb, You Really Turned Me On, and he made some appearance at the Cow Palace back there.
Yeah, had about 5 seconds of mania.
Back in the 60s, going. Yeah.
All right, he had his hour in the sun. And the Yardbirds preceded Ian Whitcomb's Psycho Daisies, which is...
rare as hen's teeth.
Yeah, Cyril stopped my heart with that one.
We opened with the Yardbirds' Happening 10 years time ago.
Go back and do an American set now. Some old singles from the 60s from the USA. Well, I recognize those cute little mop tops.
Those quasi Beatles. That was Michael Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees. And a rare side that never appeared on any album, the B-side of A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, The Girl I Knew Somewhere. And prior to that, we had
Emmett Rhodes with The Merry-Go-Round, a man once tabbed to be the next Paul McCartney.
From San Jose, right?
No, I think he's an L.A. boy.
And I think we had the next Paul McCartney right before that, Warren Zevon from the mid-60s in a group called Lime and Sybil, and he wrote Follow Me, the Beau Brummels before that.
That was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, Zevon, you know.
That was a top 10 hit, national.
follow me?
Yeah. About 65.
Too much.
What about the Bo Brummels?
What do we hear from them?
Just a little.
Just a little.
The Leaves and the definitive Hey Joe. And Barry Goldberg, what can you tell us about that?
Blowing my mind. That was a title track off of the first Epic album he did.
That's a good record, huh?
Yeah, great record. Should have been a hit.
All right. This is Pile Driver. The swinging singles party tonight. We're playing 45s of the 60s. And what's next, Cyril?
Coming up with the Chicago Loop. A couple of boys at Bloomfield doing My Baby Comes to Me.
From KSAN, San Francisco. What was that? Strange little noise. This is Pile Driver. I think you went a little too far on that one, Ron. And that was a couple things from the Spencer Davis Group banker.
Give me some loving.
Wait a minute.
Give me some microphone, yeah.
Give me some microphone. Give me some loving. A different version of that than the one you usually hear.
Yeah, and can't get enough of it.
Can't get enough of it. And there was something else back there, wasn't there?
The Chicago Loop, huh?
My Baby Comes to Me, the Chicago Loop with Michael Bloomfield. Great old single, huh? And this is the Swingin' Singles Party on Pile Driver. Singles from the 60s. All right, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah, just like me. And before that, Hungry, Mark Lindsay, panting and sweating.
I want the world now.
He wants it all. And believe it or not, Frank Zappa and the Mothers, Why Don't You Do Me Right, that was not Led Zeppelin. That was Frank. Very early, and I don't even think it was released to the public in general. BJ copy here. No albums in America, but our sources inform us it was on an English Greatest Hits compilation. And before that, Moby Grape.
That's Omaha.
And opening with the Birds, 8 Miles High.
That was some American stuff. American singles from the 60s. What are we going to go into now, Michael?
I think this is an Alka-Seltzer commercial, if I'm not mistaken. But we'll check that.
In the Bay Area, there, the Vegetables doing I Still Love You on Autumn Records, which was a local label back there in the early 60s, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the hardest labels out of this area.
Yeah.
As far as the charts go.
Bo Brummels, right?
Yeah.
Sly Stone.
Sly Stone. Bobby Freeman.
Mojo Men.
And the Veggies.
All right. We heard old...
Tiki's, too.
Tiki's, yeah.
Right. We'll have to do a show on that label sometime, huh?
We can find all those records.
Let's just do a show on the Tiki's.
I know where they are.
Before that, The Airplane and an alternate take or...
Oh, the first single, actually.
Great lost work by The Airplane, Running Around This World. And Turn Down Day by The Circle, who were Brian Epstein's only American protégés. And they were produced by John Simon, who later went on to work with the band. And Red Rubber Ball was the first single.
Right, and they played with the Beatles out at Candlestick Park.
I wonder why.
Yeah, on the last show with the Remains and the Ronettes.
Yeah.
But not the Sun Rays. Mm-hmm. Not the Sun Rays. I Live for the Sun. The Marquettes and Out of Limits, which was kind of a surf variation on a famous television theme.
Yeah, they were sued by them.
The Outer Limits people?
Yeah, they had to change it to Out of Limits.
And we opened with the T-Bones, not T-Bone Walker, No Matter What Shape Your Stomach's In. And that was also a television favorite, as I recollect.
Here's another
the mystery trend.
Local group.
Yeah, one of the greats.
Ron Nagel's old group from the mid-60s, The Mystery Trend. Right, that's it for Pile Driver this week. And the Swingin' Singles Party has taken me back to the 60s for the last couple hours. None of these records were rechanneled for the 70s or anything like that. A lot of original singles. What do we hear there in that last half hour?
Penetration by the Pier. Mm-hmm. And, what can you tell us about the pyramid, Sean?
Oh, I remember seeing the pyramid, and they'd it all come out with beetle haircuts and everything. And during the course of the song, one member would go up to the other one and pull off his beetle wig, and the guy would be totally bald, and he'd
do a double take and go over to the next guy and so on until they were all bald, the pyramids.
A lot of Fender equipment.
Yeah, they were great.
Jeff Lynn with Knocking Nails Into My House, an old track he did with his original The Idle Race, sounding a bit like the Move who gave us Disturbance, the flip side of Night of Fear.
And Who clones out of the depths of the 60s, the creation, Try and Stop Me. Easy Beats before that from Australia, and that was the B-side of Friday. No. Made My Bed, and Now I'm Gonna Lie in It.
I heard another one from them. Also, didn't we?
Yeah, I Can't Find Love from the later period of the band. A real obscure single. I don't even know if it's officially released here in the States. Before that, another Van De Young composition, Bring a Little Love, and done by Los Bravos, the multi-international band of the 60s.
That's right. We're going to have to do an evening, a couple hours of Van De Young stuff one of these days on Pile Driver.
The set was opened with Los Bravos and Black is Black, which was a pretty major hit for them.
Right, and the Mystics band also back then. All right, that's it for Pile Driver for this week. Thanks for tuning in. And this is Sean Donnie. I want to thank the contributors to this week, Ron Sanchez, Paul Snyder, and Cyril Jordan of the Flaming Groovies. We'll be back next week with 2 hours of the Kinks from the 60s on Pile Driver. This is KFAN, San Francisco.